This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump blasted Democrat Joe Biden yesterday for not speaking out against protests across the country.
Wave of violence and destruction that we've seen in recent weeks and months has occurred in cities exclusively controlled and dominated by the Joe Biden party. If you take a look, the top 10 in the country are Democrats. It's Democrat-run cities, and it's a shame, and it can be solved so easy.
In a speech yesterday at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. Biden gave his reason for the president's accusations.
He's supposed to be protecting this country, but instead he's rooting for chaos and violence. The simple truth is Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now he's trying to scare America.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated they fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit there today, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for an officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. The tension began August 23rd after a video showed a Kenosha police officer shooting Blake in the back. Blake is a 29-year-old black man.
No, because Kenosha was something we did a good job when the governor didn't want us there. He didn't want the National Guard, as you know. He was very reluctant, but I give him credit because ultimately he said yes, and as soon as he said yes, the problem ended.
The city's mayor said Monday that he believes that President Trump's visit comes at a bad time, but others welcome the trip. This is VOA News. The oil industry has asked the United States to pressure Kenya to change its world-leading stance against the plastic waste that litters Africa, according to environmentalists who fear the continent will be used as a dumping ground. The request from the American Chemistry Council, whose members include major oil companies, to the Office of the United States Trade Representative, came as the U.S. and Kenya negotiate what would be the first U.S. bilateral trade deal with a country in sub-Saharan Africa. That agreement is expected to be a model for others in Africa. White House advisor Jared Kushner visited a UAE airbase Tuesday where the U.S. operates F-35 fighter jets coveted by Abu Dhabi, the thorniest issue in the Emirates' newly established ties with Israel. Mr. Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, is in Abu Dhabi as part of a U.S.-Israeli delegation that arrived on a historic direct flight from Tel Aviv on Monday to mark an accord struck last month to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Israel has denied reports that the deal hinges on the sale of U.S. F-35 stealth fighter jets to UAE, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he opposes a move that could reduce its strategic edge in the region. President Trump's latest coronavirus advisor downplays the need for more testing. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Scott Atlas, a neuroradiologist by training, was named by President Trump as one of his coronavirus pandemic advisors. In a roundtable in Florida, Atlas argued against widespread testing.
That's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is, who is sick and how do we prevent the people who are highly vulnerable from getting sick?
Atlas also says schools should be reopened and college football should be played because the local communities depend on the games. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says people have to wash their hands, practice social distancing, wear masks, avoid crowds, and congregate outside during the Labor Day weekend in order to avoid a surge in the outbreak. I'm Tim McGuire.
The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. Speaking to reporters during a virtual briefing from the agency's headquarters in Geneva on Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives. Dr. Tedros said all cities, countries, and individuals must not attend large gatherings at stadiums and nightclubs and implement a rigorous program of testing, contact tracing, and isolation. More than 840,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000. Be remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.